This is VOA News. I'm Richard Green. The U.S. Supreme Court has agreed to decide whether former President Donald Trump can be prosecuted on charges he interfered with the 2020 election. The court will hear arguments in April, with a decision likely no later than the end of June. The justice's order Wednesday maintains a hold on preparations for a trial focused on Trump's efforts to overturn his election loss. The timetable is much faster than usual, but assuming the justices deny Trump's immunity bid, it is not clear whether a trial can be scheduled and concluded prior to the November election. Trump's lawyers have sought to put off a trial until after the election. The funeral of Russian opposition leader Alexei Navalny, who died earlier this month, will take place on Friday. That's according to his spokesperson. AP correspondent Karen Chamas reports.
The service will take place at a church in Moscow's southeast district after several locations declined to host the service. The burial is to be at a nearby cemetery. His spokesperson, Kira Yarmish, said many venues refused to take the booking when they heard the name Navalny, with one place disclosing that funeral venues were forbidden to take the service on. Navalny died in mid-February in one of Russia's harshest penal facilities. Many Western leaders have already said they hold Russian President Vladimir Putin responsible for his death. I'm Karen Chamas.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky met on Wednesday with Serbia's president, as well as the leaders of Bosnia and Moldova in Albania. Zelensky arrived overnight to join the summit of 11 countries from southeastern Europe, along with officials from the European Union and other international organizations. It was the latest stop in an international tour that saw him in Saudi Arabia on Tuesday to push for a peace plan and the return of prisoners of war from Russia. VOA's Flashpoint Ukraine podcast goes beyond the headlines to look at the most recent developments from the front lines of the Russia-Ukraine